Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Schiefelbein, NCBA President for 2022. Back with Don in just a moment. If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford Bulls will sell. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com.
The will of a farmer is like no other, forged by the strength of generations past, propelled by the hope of what lies ahead. Unpredictability cannot shake its resolve. It wears a coat of courage and commitment, boots made of love for the land. At BASF, we support you with tools for tomorrow. New chemistries, seed traits, and technologies. Because we know the world's future will be fed by the will of a farmer. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
He's a cattle producer from Minnesota. Don Schiefelbein is the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he stepped into this leadership role even as the industry's been grappling with a bunch of big issues, including whether or not we need to have mandated cash cattle trade at the feedlot level. NCBA and the American Farm Bureau have both come out against that concept. He says he understands both sides of the conversation, and it's important to understand the frustrations of cattle producers when they see the dollars being paid by consumers. They don't feel they're getting their fair share.
Yeah, you know, and everybody can pinpoint the problem. There's a lot of dollars in the beef industry. We're not getting our fair share. But how you do it so it improves it is, you know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, there's different debates on how much government you want and how little government you want, and that's where the debate is kind of settling out, if you will. Is do we want to curb people's economic independence? And I think as we talk to lots of producers, it appears that economic independence is something they're going to continue to strive for. And it looks like they're not probably going to push real hard for a mandate.
Schiefelbein says he's committed to making sure NCBA represents all sizes and all types of cattle producers across this country of ours.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Once you get inside this thing, you realize how big a ship it is and how many different sizes of players there are and how big this industry is. But where we have to play the game is we kind of have to be the referee that says, what is the collective good for everybody? How do we drive this ship in a manner that doesn't negatively impact everybody and pushes everybody in a positive direction?
As you've walked through these several years now of being in the officer chairs and you're reaching this pinnacle, the presidency, what would you really like to see happen over the next few months? Maybe a project that you've had a kind of a special interest that you've kind of followed along and have watched it develop during your tenure?
Yeah, and I guess it's not a specific project in my mind, but maybe it's a mindset. The thing that keeps me up at night worried is when our industry is battling within itself. And to me, where I can bring, and maybe it's from my background being a large family operation, I really think the importance of working together and having an industry that understands that people have different views depending on where you're from, but in the end, we have to get together, we have to develop consensus, and we have to do a path forward that our industry can live with at all four corners of the United States. And to me, that's where we need to get back to, is we're all in this together, we're all on the same ship, and hopefully we're going in the right direction.
Any ideas on how you might take some positive steps in that way?
Yeah, I think the first thing is listening. You know, there's been a lot of push, especially in this marketing issue, that are trying to push people or suppress people's thoughts and saying, well, the right answer is X. Therefore, if you think Y, boy, you don't fit in. That's not the right approach. The way our whole grassroots process works is we want to hear from all affiliates in all areas of the country and figure out exactly what you're saying, listen closely, listen to the other areas, and then come up with what is the best route forward. But it starts off with listening.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for 2022, Don Schiefelbein. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're looking for some great limousine genetics, take a look at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale coming up Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 90 LimFlex bulls. You can attend the sale in person, or you can watch and participate with dvauctions.tv. The sale catalog is available on the Coyote Hills website, coyotehillsok.com. Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m., Chattanooga, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.